This goes to Sarah Vanderhoof, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-F-F, P-A-C, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Milo, M like Mary, I-L-O, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. Date of birth is 12-14 of 1950. Dear Miss Vanderhoof, this is a consultation for Mr. Foster, who was sent for evaluation of hypoalbuminemia and unspecified proteinuria with peripheral edema. The patient reports that he had a very severe illness that started just after the 4th of July this year, where he had vomiting and severe diarrhea, and he was unable to eat for at least a week due to those symptoms. Following all those symptoms, he started to swell up, and he had severe joint pains as well as muscle pain and terrible fatigue. So he was evaluated in your office and also had many labs done. He actually also had ER visits for some of these symptoms. And he was found to have very low levels of albumin, less than 3 and closer to 2 in range. And he had low zinc levels, low vitamin A, low iron levels, and he was anemic. And he did have a 24-hour urine for protein done also, just to quantify the amount of protein that was he was losing. And he ended up losing at least 20 pounds over the course of 2 months and just felt very, very poorly. He was evaluated by cardiology. He had an echocardiogram, which was essentially normal, and the cardiologist determined he didn't need a stress test at this time because the echo looked very good and he was actually feeling better. And he was also referred to a gastroenterologist, and he had colonoscopy and EGD done this week, and that revealed a finding of Barrett's esophagus. And so several biopsies were taken and sent, and results are pending. He will have a follow-up with the gastroenterologist in a few weeks. He does report that within the last couple of weeks, he has felt a lot better. He feels back to normal and has actually gained back about 5 or 6 pounds after he's lost 20. And the other significant piece of information he shared was that he was also diagnosed with COVID in late July. So he wasn't sure if the illness before that was COVID or COVID was just something that happened also. But no cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath currently. He does not have any headaches or dizziness, no history of TIA or CBA, no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. He feels like he empties very well. No difficulty urinating. No cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No UTIs or kidney stone history. All the edema is gone currently. No rashes or lesions. And no abdominal pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease most of his life, prostate carcinoma, gastroenteropathic diarrhea with protein loss starting in July of this year, edema, which also has resolved, anemia, and this is improving, hypoalbuminemia, zinc deficiency, vitamin A deficiency, and the new diagnosis of Barrett's esophagus. Past surgical history, he had colonoscopy and EGD recently due to the symptoms, and prostate was removed about 25 years ago in Alma by Dr. Samhan for the prostate carcinoma, and all PSA levels have been very, very low and have not changed since that surgery was completed. And he had tonsils and adenoids removed as a child. Social history, he does not smoke cigarettes. He occasionally consumes alcohol, but not very often. He denies illicit drug use. He is married, lives with his wife. He's retired from Hitachi in Edmore when that closed many years ago. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Norvasc 10 mg daily, Liptor 20 mg daily, Benazepril 40 mg daily, Zyrtec 10 mg daily, ferrous sulfate 325 mg twice a day, Glipizide 10 mg twice a day, Metformin 1000 mg twice a day, Omeprazole 20 mg daily, Vitamin A is 3000 mg or micrograms daily, Zinc 25 milligram once daily, alpha-lipoic acid 600 milligram once a day, and a B-complex vitamin once daily. Physical exam, height is 72 inches, weight 205 pounds, pulse 80, and blood pressure 124 over 72, left arm sitting large adult cuff. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear and pink, midline uvula, no drainage. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no peripheral edema, decreased sensation in feet without pain and without ulcerations or lesions. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done October 6th of 2025. Hemoglobin is up to 12.2, so it's slowly improving. Normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. He did have a phospholipase A2 receptor test. That was less than 2. Urinalysis, 30-plus protein negative blood. He did have a, the most recent albumin was 8.4 of 25. That is up to 3.4. Calcium is 9.5. Creatinine is 0.64 with estimated GFR greater than 90. Sodium 138, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 21, glucose was 188. He had pro-BNP level, that was 224, and that was 725-25. The alpha-1 antitrypsin level was mildly elevated at 297. Vitamin A level, 22.9. The copper level is 122. CERULO plasmin, PLASMIN, is 35. And I see an albumin of 2.9 on 718 of 25. And creatinine 0.6. And our 24-hour urine for protein was done 728.25. And the protein is 264. And to be nephrotic range would have to be 3,500 or higher. So it's definitely non-nephrotic syndrome and most likely not related to kidney disease. The microscopic loss of the small loss of protein in the urine. An assessment and plan. Hypoalbuminemia, most likely secondary to the severe episode of the vomiting and diarrhea and malnutrition that was happening for at least a week. Etiology is completely unknown, but it was not nephrotic syndrome and most likely not related at all to kidney disease. The protein in the urine was not high enough. And all the edema has completely resolved now that that the albumin levels are normalizing. labs could be followed on this patient, probably monthly until things normalize and the albumin level hopefully gets up to 4. And he should continue to follow up with the gastroenterologist due to the new diagnosis of Barrett's esophagus. He should not need a follow-up appointment with this office. We will keep him on standby since things have actually improved, and this is not suspected to be related to renal disease. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.